Hello.
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 Why do you sound...
Good evening. I don't know.
You sound like Roz off of Monsters, Inc.
Guess I'm phlegmy.
Always watching.
Guess it's all those poppers.
Always watching. Where's my thing?
How's it going?
I'm sorry, Adam. I'm busy.
Oh. Okay.
Can't talk to you right now. I'm busy. Doing stuff. I'm a very busy person. Hold on. Next. We got to go here to this guy and then click here.
Oh, well, while you're doing that, let's see. I can say hi to the chat room. Hello, chat room. How are you? Oh, I can archive the cards that we did last time. And then I can...
I like how you preemptively... on your show, the award-winning Geeky Gay. I had to edit the show, and Daniel's editing now, and he's going to bitch about it, blah, 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 like trying to preemptively get me to not bitch about it.
I don't remember anything that I said, unless you have audio of that. It didn't happen.
Let me just say, Adam.
It didn't happen. It didn't. That would have been 2 weeks ago.
No, it was the... because you didn't even edit the show until like Thursday or something.
No, that is not true. I edited it on Sunday and Monday. And it took me 2 days.
It didn't even get posted until like Friday.
No, I posted it Monday.
It was not posted on Monday.
It was. I can look at it right... Oh my God.
It was
first
not
of all,
posted
oh,
on
maybe
Monday.
Maybe it was Tuesday. Maybe it was
Here's
Tuesday,
my
but
question.
Wait a minute.
Here's my question. Did you do any EQ at all?
Yeah.
Because it did. Okay.
Well, I know you're never going to like my editing, but I did.
I had no problems with your editing.
You said you like your mids to be bumped up, and
no!
I bumped up the mids.
Good God, I don't want my mids bumped up. That's horrible.
Oh.
I like a classic V.
Well, I'm never going to get your EQ the way you want it. But yes, I edited. I did EQ. I did compressor. I did... noise removal. I did
should have turned on my big bottom
loudness. I did loudness. I did everything. I did more than I ever do on anything else. I spent like hours on it.
All of this, we're doing a show this week, but not for 2 weeks after. And then again, the third month after 2 weeks off is fucking with me.
Oh. Well, it's not my fault,
but
we can text message you. Oh, I don't have your phone number. I was going to say I could text message you on nights when we're going to do the show. If you'd like a personal invitation.
Yeah, well,
I don't have your phone number.
I'll give you a heads up, Auntie Scott. Not doing a show next week because it's Halloween weekend. Good day, RT Cruiser.
Can't do a show. I don't know. I'll tell you. Let me look at my calendar.
Oh, yeah. Go and look at your calendar.
I cannot do a show on...
November.
November the 12th.
Okay. So, yeah. So, we're on a two-week schedule for now because we're skipping next week. We'll do the 5th. We have to skip the 12th. We'll do the 19th.
To my knowledge,
I don't know if we're going to skip Thanksgiving or not. I mean, that's Friday.
Oh, I'm out of town Thanksgiving.
Okay, so then we'll have to skip the 26th. And then we'll do the 3rd. And then the December 10th, I'm going to be traveling. I mean, I'll be at your house on the 11th. But...
Wait, is it the 11th or the 4th? 12th.
Oh, is it the 4th? I don't know what it is.
I thought it was the 4th.
I don't, you know what? Whatever I told you was right.
I think you told me the, four. Now I need to look at a calendar, but I think you told me.
You're probably right. Where's...
or the 5th.
Yeah, so we're coming to your house on a Sunday, aren't we?
No, it was a Saturday.
Oh, we're coming to your house on a Saturday.
The 4th. Yeah, the 4th.
Saturday, the 4th, huh?
Well, it's either the 4th or the...
No, it's probably I think we get in on Thursday night.
Oh my gosh, my chair.
I think we get in on Thursday night, and then we go to Zach's mom on Friday, and then we were going to go to your place on Saturday.
Right.
And then spend the night, and then leave from there and go up to Lake of the Ozarks to his dad's on Sunday, and then leave from there the next, spend the night, and then the next morning go back to... I think we fly back out of St. Louis. Discord won't connect audio for me, saying no route. Is everyone else on Discord hearing our audio?
Okay, now we're on the stream. Oh, wait. Say something.
Are you hearing that?
Yeah.
No, I was asking the Discord. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just that I needed you to do something so I could see if you were on stream as well.
Got it. I understand.
Anyway, so yeah, I think you're here on the 4th.
Okay, fine. I'm there on the 4th. But we're not doing a show.
Right.
Yeah, we're not doing a show.
Well, it's a Saturday, so we would have missed the show anyway. So yeah, we're on like an every other week sort of schedule right now.
Look, it's the holidays. There's things going on.
It's the holiday season.
Do, 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 do.
And everyone is
playing bingo.
I don't know the words. I'm a little flimmy.
Let's see if Adam's ahead of me in bingo.
We're going to talk about bingo on the show, so don't talk about it too much.
Oh, you're just one tile behind me on that one. Let's see. Go to the other one over here. Oh, this one here, I'm way ahead of you. I've got two left to win that one, but they're both distance ones. Although the good news is I'm going to Disney tomorrow, so I will cover the distance. I can go the distance till I find my bingo waiting. Yeah,
we're talking about it on the show, so I don't want to bust my wad.
I belong.
I want to tell everyone how devoted I am to this show.
Adam, tell us, how devoted are you to this show?
I had a haircut today.
You did? You drove?
I left at 8 this morning, and I arrived home an hour ago. I ate dinner. I recorded Geeky Gay, edited it, posted it, and then logged on to start this thing. So I was going to try to record from the road, but my road setup hasn't been used in a while, and it wasn't working. So,
oh, is that why there was no The Geeky Gay tonight?
There is now, but I was going to do it from the road while I was driving, because why not? And when I tried to get my setup working, it wasn't working.
Could have just used your phone.
I could have,
but you didn't.
There's a problem with that too, because I still have to have it set up to FTP the file to the server and all that kind of good stuff, even if I just talk into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have all that set up because I have been doing it from anyway. It wasn't set up.
Oh, we do have a voicemail. We do. It's from Kathy Bacon, and it cuts off.
But
oh, we have another one. You have one for Scotty. I didn't see that. Yeah. Okay, cool. We got a couple of...
And on my trip today, because I was really cutting it close today. We walked this morning because I have a weigh-in tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to skip my walk.
Well, yeah.
No, and I didn't have... And so I left around 8:20, but I misjudged the amount of time it was going to take me to get there. So I didn't have time to stop to pee or anything. So I drove the entire 5 hours without stopping. And then I peed as soon as I got there because I really needed to pee. And then coming back, I only stopped once because I needed to get back in time to eat dinner and do that other stuff. So usually I'm a little bit more leisurely about it. I'll stop two or three times, pee, get gas.
Do you have the... Oh, God, don't even talk to me about that.
Oh, I had spicy pickles. That was my lunch.
Do you have... spicy pickles was my stripper name in the 90s. Do you have... our RSS feed, or as some people like to call it, our RSS feed.
For what?
For Mix Minus.
For Mix Minus. Do I have it?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is. Do you have it?
Well, it's an anchor.fm, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know it off the top of my head, but we can, I mean,
someone sent us an email that says, recently my iPod has been giving an error message when trying to download Mix Minus, something about a certificate chain being invalid. I miss you guys. Can you help? And all I can think of is that he's still maybe subscribed to the old Dubious Intent feed that we were mirroring for a while.
It's still mirroring and it still works because every time... Which one do you want, the Anchor one or the old one?
I'll grab the Anchor one. Since you were like so annoyed with it, I will feed.
Well, the old one is feeds.feedburner.com/dubiousintent.
Good God.
But I don't know what the Anchor one was. I was trying to get to the Anchor one, but it's...
Here, I'm going to send him. We can read the email on the show, but I'm just going to... have you tried this link?
I mean, here's the... I think you've got it already, but just to show you that I was also looking, there's the Anchor one.
No, okay, great. I agree. I mean, I believe you that you were looking. I don't know why you would... he's on an iPod, though. It's like, God knows what he's trying to do.
Like an iPod from 1999 or whenever they started making them?
That's what I got from it.
That's probably way too early. I don't know when the iPod came out, but
The iPhone came out in 2006, 7. So the iPod came out a few years before that. So I'd say around 2004, maybe 2003, 2004. Anyone want to back me up on that? 2003 or 2004 when the iPod came out.
If only. Let's see. When did the iPod come out? When did the iPod?
2007 for the iPhone. Yeah, that's what I was...
2002. No. I'm wrong. Wait a minute. No. iPod was released in 2001.
It was a Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
2000.
How you been, Adam? I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks. I mean, I've heard you, but I haven't talked to you.
I mean, I've been better... Better than I can, what's that? What do people say? Better than I ought to be.
Better than happier than a pig and shit.
Better than I ought to be. Yeah, I've been fine. We decorated for Thanksgiving. For fall, we put out fall decorations. I was gonna say,
we haven't even had Halloween yet, so why are you decorating for Thanksgiving?
We're going to...
I see no geeky gay.
We're going... Well, I just posted it before... It takes a while, you know, for things to update, but on Twitter, it'll be there. I mean, it's on my website, but anyway, regardless,
when I listen off your website, it doesn't skip over your intro. Like my,
and we, first world problems. We're going to carve pumpkins tomorrow.
To me, I've gotten so used to that now that literally your show just starts with... Because that's how much it skips. It just goes straight to the tack, 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 tack.
Well, you can't please everyone.
No, you can't.
You know,
Adam, I'm pleased. Like, I am a pleased consumer.
I like Dolly Parton.
I am able to skip your intro without affecting anyone else. So yeah, I'm a pleased consumer. That's fine. I didn't ask you to get rid of your theme song. I took matters in my own hand. I used technology to alleviate my pain.
Samsung, Auntie Scott. And he says, for those listening, he says, what brand of TV do I have?
The 85-inch one.
Specifically the 85-inch one. Yes.
The
one that's behind me that Gary doesn't believe is 85 inches because distance.
Looks too small.
And... perspective.
We don't have an 85-inch television. We were going to buy an 85-inch television, but then we decided, you know what?
They didn't have one at Habitat for Humanity, so you got the one they had.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just more of a case of the 75-inch was like $1,500 cheaper. And I was just like, all right, do I really want to pay $1,500 for like an extra, like, you know?
Okay. So Auntie Scott is asking me if I have any fogginess in the black sections of movies.
All right. First of all, Auntie Scott, we no longer call them the black sections of movies. Okay. We call them they're called African Americans.
I just want to look, I would like to preface anything that I say by stating I am not a videophile. Like I'm not super picky about resolution and all this kind of stuff. So I don't really pay much attention. So
do I have a bullshit button? There's no bullshit button on my board.
No, I don't.
Adam, what webcam are you using right now?
I'm using a Canon camera.
With what kind of lens on it?
Oh, it's, I don't know. It's 11-16 f 2.8.
Okay.
It's probably like a
50mm win. But let me just ask you this, Adam. How much did that cost? How much did that camera and lens cost?
It's just a wide angle. Just so ballpark. It'd be
just, ballpark than just ballpark.
The camera?
The camera and the lens. How much did that cost?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Just throw a number.
It's a consumer Canon camera. It's the M100.
No, I get so it. I get it.
That was only like $300 or $400. And then the lens was probably $200.
Okay. So you've got $600 or $700 in a webcam.
I do. Yeah.
You know what I'm using? I'm using a $99 Logitech. See, because I don't care about the video thing. You're the one you obsessed with the video.
No, but I'm saying when I watch TV, oh, look at, did you see my setup though that I've got now? See, I have a little monitor that I can see myself on. And when I switch, see that,
yeah, you can go between the different shots and stuff. Yeah. That's really cool. but you don't care about video.
Not on television, not things that I'm watching is what I'm saying. To answer your question, I have not noticed any fogginess, although I would need an image of what you mean when you say fogginess, but I haven't noticed any problems is what I'll say.
Okay. I'm going to say something now and Auntie Scott is going to be very,
but they watch a lot of movies. So I know, they're probably really concerned with resolution and
right.
Black
but no,
levels
I think, I think
contrast.
What it is. Okay. I think what it is there are different types of flat screen TVs. There are LCD TVs. There are OLED TVs, which are, I forget what the O stands for on OLED, but I can tell you this, a lot of TVs use a lot of LCD TVs use, oh, thank you, RT, and organic, all right? So, or an organic light emitting. So what happens is that if you have an LCD screen behind your screen, if you were to rip that screen off the front of your TV, behind it, you would find a light. Like probably LED, you know, like a panel of LED lights back behind it. That's what causes the brightness. Because LCDs, liquid crystal displays, do not emit light. So they need to have something behind them so that you can see the pixels, right? And what happens is that when it goes black, when the screen goes black, you can still see that backlight, which causes kind of a fogginess. It causes not a true black. An OLED screen, actually,
those are super expensive.
Right. But the reason that they're super expensive is because each one of those is a light emitting diode. So instead of there being a liquid crystal display that has a light behind it, there's a panel of these things that each individually emit light, and it gives you truer blacks because when the black is happening, there's no light coming out of those pixels. So you get blacker blacks and more vibrant colors. But as Adam pointed out, they're very expensive. So if
you're talking about that, I'll have to get back to you because I've had that on all of my televisions because most LED televisions are edge lit or were edge lit. And so you always get that on blacks.
But Yes, there is something you can do to mitigate.
But I don't remember if okay. I got it.
But the thing he's asking, can I do anything to mitigate the foggy on my Samsung 85? Yes. What you want to look for on the Googles is you want to look for screen calibration. And usually this comes in the form of a DVD that you can purchase. And it has different color bars and different things that you then adjust your TV settings so that the lightness and the darkness balances are correct. Because what happens is that a lot of TVs are tuned for a showroom, so they try to give you the brightest picture that they possibly can. So the general accepted belief is that out of the box, most TVs are too bright. So you need to lower the brightness, but it's not just brightness. There's a whole bunch of settings that you have to do. But there is some software that you can purchase, which is very expensive, or you can get these DVDs, which is more of the manual process that will give you a bunch of different images that have contrasts on them. So you adjust your brightness so that the contrast between the two sides are equal. Or you take this red color, right? Which is a real red, and you can hold up like a paint chip from Home Depot to it and then make sure that the red is actually the true red, so that you have the color balance correct. There's a whole bunch of things. You can also just pay someone to come in and calibrate your TV. So there you go. I will, thank you for coming to my TED talk.
I don't notice any.
You probably wouldn't.
I mean, I just turned on like Netflix screen. I didn't put on a movie.
What I would do, Andy Scott, the easy fix is go through the menu settings for like display mode and see if there's a display mode called movie. Because usually there's like a display mode called movie, there's a display mode called gaming, there's a display mode called sports, and there's a, you know, like high action.
So I like they use in the display. I like display only.
So what you want to find is one that's called movie, and it'll lower the brightness of it generally.
I don't notice it on my. Do we have the same brand? Do we have the same model?
I don't know. Samsung makes a lot of televisions.
I know that, and I don't know exactly what my model is, so I don't know if I could help you there, but because I've got mine is a QLED. Is yours QLED? I know that's just a marketing term.
It is.
But I just, did it say QLED? Okay. Well, then we've probably got the same one. I don't notice it on mine, but again, I just watch it. Like, it's good for me. Mark is the one that goes, oh, I think our internet connection has gotten a little slower. I think they've reduced the resolution on Netflix.
I have found something. I've found something for you, Adam.
Yeah, my movie room is dark. What?
Royal Caribbean has just announced a 274 night ultimate world cruise.
I would love to do that. I would love to just like quit my job.
Why? You don't need to quit your job. You work from home.
And go on a cruise. But somebody posted on Twitter that it was going to be like $60,000 per person or something. I don't.
Thank you. Yeah. Zach sent it to me. There's internet on the ship.
I don't have $120,000 lying around, no matter how much you folks think I make. But I would love a 200 and whatever day cruise.
You can afford it.
And you get to see like every place in the world that matters.
Well, there you go. I feel like you should do it, Adam.
I think I should too.
Should do it. The internet. You know what? This is what I learned from my camping trip. I didn't even put my camping trip on the Trello. But this is what I learned.
I'd be by myself because I don't think Mark would be interested in going on a $60,000, 200 and some odd day cruise.
I mean, so you're paying.
Like, have fun.
Why? You're paying for the stateroom. So all of the prices are on double occupancy. So you can't just, get a roommate on the ship.
Find a roommate.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
Auntie Scott, let's go.
Oh God, could you imagine $60,000
per person?
Could you imagine being cooped up with Auntie Scott for 274 days inside a little cabin? Inside a little
with him complaining about fogginess and the blacks on the television the whole time. I think it'd be so much fun. I do. I think it would be a lot of fun.
I did not put the camping trip up on the old Trello there, Adam, but I will tell you, Verizon Jetpack worked great.
Oh, good. We were both able to work.
Yeah, we were both able to work. Turns out that when I was looking back through the numbers after after the fact, on days that we were both doing video conferencing, we were using about 6 gigabytes of data. So about six gigabytes of data
per day.
Yeah. For the day that we were doing video conferencing and stuff. And we have a 150 gigabyte plan. So more than enough for the week that we had, and we could probably even do it for longer. I don't know that we'd want to, but we could. But yeah, it worked out great. We, the times that we needed to have, that we both had overlapping meetings, the weather was just so nice in Georgia, at Stone Mountain. And we were in a very shaded area with a nice picnic table right out in front of the rig. So it's like, I just did my meetings out on the picnic table, and he stayed in the rig. So at the times that we had overlapping stuff. The other thing I lugged around my 27-inch monitor thinking that, oh, well, I'll need to hook that up. And I never even hooked it up. I just used my laptop. So I never even hooked up my monitor.
I would think, though, I know you mentioned at one point doing like a podcasting rig or whatever, but I feel like that'd be a lot of data usage.
No audio. I mean, no, that's what I'm trying to say. It's
You mean we would just not do video? We wouldn't
actually
see each other?
Video is not actually that much. It's like, this isn't as much video, you know, this.
Well, if you did 8 gigs, that would be 4 gigs for.
But that's all day long. That's working all day long.
Were you like in Zoom meetings all day?
Well, yeah, that's our jobs. Yeah, we're in Teams meetings.
Okay. I have a lot of meetings, but not like the entire 8-hour day.
No, but I'm just saying what the most we do is what? 4 hours?
Oh, us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah. 9 to 1, 10 to 2.
I mean, here's an idea. So let's see. I can go and look at, because I've recorded our Zoom before, right? So let me go look at how much that took up, because that would basically be the same thing, right?
But I don't know that you recorded the whole thing. You recorded a section or something.
I know, but I can tell how long it is, and then I can tell how.
And then do the math?
Yeah, I could do the math, Adam.
Oh, okay.
I could do math. I don't know where it's at, though. I wonder where my Zoom stuff goes. Does it go to my C drive? Oh, that's tragic. Why do people feel like they have the right?
I did win the first bingo game that I was we're talking about that on the show.
Yeah, we're talking. I can't talk about that. Yeah, I can't talk about the bingo thing. I'm not allowed. I was told no, don't talk about that. Nobody wants to hear about the damn bingo.
I wonder, so if it's $60,000, and I would assume that's like the, you're basically bunking with the help for $60,000. So what would be the cost of whatever type of room that Auntie Scott usually is in? Like $1 million or something?
All right, here. What do you mean? When we had Scotty on, remember Scotty? The guest that we had that was.
Yeah.
Scotty, I recorded the whole show. And okay. So, well, his entire part. So, 1 hour and 26 minutes of video and audio was 416 megs.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's not as much as you want. It's not 4K. We're not doing like high compression, you know, like 4K. No. We're not streaming a 4K movie or whatever. We're doing webcam to webcam. Best that we're ever going to get out of that is 1080p. And that's not even, we're not even doing full screen 1080p. So, I feel like the compressions and stuff is, anyway, the point is, yes, we could, hi, Kathy Bacon, we could do the show from the rig, other than the fact that it would just be, I don't know. I'd rather, you know what, we just won't. Because that means there's more stuff that I have to carry around.
Well, it's actually not. You could do it all from a tablet and a laptop. And if you have a laptop, then, I mean, you'd need your microphone.
Yes. And my mixer.
No, you wouldn't have to have the mixer. You could get a, Well, it would be another purchase, but they sell little interfaces that you can get that are much smaller.
I mean, I have.
Microphone in. You just hook your mic in and like it has one other input.
I mean, we have a Yeti. I have
one called an iRig.
We have a Yeti mic that we, a USB Yeti mic that we use for our YouTube channel. So it's like,
Rode. I know you love Rode. They have these mics that hook into USB and they have a software based mixer. I think it just works for their mics, though. I don't think you can pull in other stuff.
RT but Cruiser has the correct answer in the chat room.
It would eat into sling time. Oh, well. So does working theoretically. Oh, because working happens in the daytime.
Doesn't happen on Friday. The
best sling time is at night.
Well, it's Friday and Saturday.
Is the bingo story going to involve a low rent Dame Edna knockoff? I know who Dame Edna is, and I know.
He's asking about Betsy Carmichael.
I get it now. Sorry, it took me a moment.
No, we're talking about Fitbit Bingo, which by definition, Betsy Carmichael could never possibly do. Anyway,
that's right. Kathy Bacon is correct when she says I have to do 6 marathons a day to tap one circle. That's true. The recent tube, we can't talk about it now. We're talking about it on the show.
I feel like maybe you're just attacking it wrong. I feel like you're not looking at how long the game is. I feel like everyone feels like they have to flip it immediately.
Okay, we're going to talk about it on the show. Yes. So you're going to have to repeat all that.
I know. I'm just saying that, yeah, those numbers are big, but that's because when Ramble did this, he set it as a 5-day
challenge. Here's something we're not talking about on the show.
What?
Why in the hell would you go to bed at 7 p.m.? Why would a rational individual, Kathy Bacon,
the fact that she just showed up in the chat room, the fact that she just showed up in the chat room and said something disproves.
She said on Twitter
disproves
that she was going to bed at 7 p.m.
because she was tired that day. Maybe she didn't sleep well the night before.
I don't think I've ever gone to bed at 7 p.m. in my entire life.
I have.
When I was 5 years old, Jesus I think Christ. I was going to bed at midnight.
I have laid down at like 5:30 in the afternoon on the couch and fallen asleep for a couple hours.
Would you not? And I've said this already on my show, but I'm just going to say it again because we're just shooting the shit.
You are so touchy about that. Go ahead.
Yes. All of my day. I just feel like I need to preemptively say that so that it cuts you off at the pass.
You know what? Yeah, go ahead and say what you're going to say.
All of my day is things that I don't enjoy that much, like working and then having to cook dinner and walking, which I really don't enjoy, but I do it just to burn calories. Mm-hmm. And all of that happens between the time I get out of bed and about 8 p.m. actually. So I don't get to start enjoying my day until about 8 o'clock. If I went to bed at 7, it would just be the horrible, hellish bits of my day and then back to bed.
Yeah, see the topic on the card there, Adam. Not everybody hates their job. Anyway,
even if I loved my job, it's still work. I want to do things, you know, fun. I want to have fun, you know, watch TV, play games.
Unprompted.
Popcorn.
Unprompted. Zach said something unprompted. When we were listening to an episode of the Geeky Gay. And it's the piece that you have selective hearing because you think that I'm ragging on you for repeating things that you've said on your show. And that's not true. What I'm ragging on you for is you're repeating verbatim what you said on your show. But it's the exact same conversation. It's just like, my mom, she's 72. She looks really good for 72 though. She looks, she looks a lot younger than 72. She probably passed for like 50 or whatever, because it's like, you say that the exact same way every time. And it's just like, okay, yes. Right. It's like, but that's fine. Other than the fact that you get into some very long stories on your show that you start repeating on this show verbatim.
Joe doesn't mind.
And I'm just trying to get you to the
Joe doesn't mind.
All I'm trying to say, Adam, is it's fine to touch on the highlights of it. And then if they want more detail, they can go and listen to the Geeky Gay.
He lets me do that. He lets me repeat it verbatim and doesn't
actually
have a problem.
Joe was just
it.
More sly about cutting you off.
Well, that's
and
fine.
Directing
if you can be
you.
Sly and not point
I'm
it out
not
every
sly.
Single time.
I am not sly, Adam. I have all the subtlety of a bull in a china shop.
It's too much to ask of me to vary my stories from show
I'm
to show.
I'm not asking you to vary. All I'm asking you to do is just make, give
verbiage.
Me a, give
I don't
me a
remember
summary.
What I said.
Just give me a summary.
I feel like if I say one word of something I've said on Geeky Gay, the first
nope.
word comes out of my mouth and you say, you said that on Geeky Gay.
Nope.
Like the first
that
word.
You are incorrect on that. You're incorrect on that.
I say gummies. You said that on Geeky Gay.
Nope. You
like,
are
I don't,
incorrect.
I just, like one word.
I defy you to find a recorded bit. It's not like our conversations are not recorded every single week. I defy you to find a bit, any piece of recording
you know
where
not
I did
do that.
I know, but it's because it doesn't exist. You can't do that.
I think I could.
All right. Kathy Bacon in the chat room says, good golly, Adam, I'm awake for 14 to 16 hours per day. I'm only working 6 hours a day until the end of the year. What else should I do? I exhaust myself. I sleep.
I think is what she's saying. She's up for 16 hours a day. Wait a minute. So
yes, 16 hours a day implies that she sleeps 8 hours.
I go to bed about 1, and I get up at 7.
Okay.
So
you're up
18 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm up about 18 hours a day and I work 9 hours.
Okay. But let's take
roughly.
A look. Let's take a look here at something. Let's take a look. You know what? One of the Fitbit at is.
But if I went to bed at 7, that would cut 5 hours off of my day. Then I'd be sleeping.
If I tap here
11 hours.
All right. So I am friends with both you and Kathy Bacon on Fitbit.
Uh-huh.
If I tap on Kathy Bacon under friendship thing, I can see that Kathy Bacon averages 14,587 steps per day.
She just must really enjoy working out. It seems like 2 to 3 hours of her day is spent working out.
If
but anyway, 7 o'clock,
Adam,
I never...
If I tap on Adam Burns, I see that you have an average of 5,000 steps per day.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
But what does that have to do with bedtime?
Because she's tired. She's been out. She's been physically exerting herself.
But see, I don't care how tired I am. I don't want to go to bed. Like, I guess I'm a baby. I don't like to sleep. I don't enjoy sleeping. I want to be doing something. I want to be having fun. So it's like children who don't want to go to bed. That's me. Even when I get in bed, I have to watch YouTube or something on my phone until I fall asleep. I can't lay there and fall asleep. I have to be doing something. And then go to sleep.
Wow.
Usually Blender tutorials will put me to sleep pretty fast, though.
Well, we know what puts Kathy Bacon to sleep. We know what puts Kathy Bacon to sleep, and that's
my show,
The Geeky Gay. So.
Yeah.
All right, Adam. I'm gonna go grab some beverages.
Okay.
Not as many as last time.
I'll be here.
I'm gonna go. I'm limiting myself to 3 beers.
The number that you had last time?
7. It's 7 White Claws last time.
Oh, okay. That's why you were barely able to speak by the end.
I felt like shit the next day. So much. I could not. Oh, it was just. It was a horrible next day. Horrible next day.
And I just want to say, go get your drinks. I love Kathy Bacon.
I
only make fun of her because I love her. If I didn't make fun of her, it would mean I didn't love her. And people say that about me all the time, so I assume they mean it when they say it. Although I wouldn't go to bed at 7. You couldn't pay me to go to bed at 7. But it's fine. Like, she can go to bed at 7. Like, no big deal. Go to bed at 7 all you want to. I'm just saying... Personally, and look, Auntie Scott doesn't even get out of bed until 7. If he went to bed at 7, he'd just be in bed all the time. So I'm just seeing if I get a response to that. But they might be watching a movie on their foggy TV at the moment, so I may not get a response. Well, okay, RT. Kathy Bacon is a busy mom, but all of her children are out of the nest now, aren't they? Aren't they all in college? That doesn't mean that you stop being a mom, but I just like, also, she must be momming before 7 p.m. But I assume she doesn't go to bed at 7 p.m. every night. I don't know why I'm stuck on it. I just found it to be very early. Like, what's she going to do when she's 90? You know, people start going to bed earlier when they get old. She'll be going to bed at like 4 in the afternoon. I can compare. Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with Daniel that I say things the same way on both shows. I'm just saying, I don't think he should be annoyed by that. That's what I'm saying. Also, I feel like he assumes that I'm going to repeat it verbatim and cuts me off before I get there. However, comma, he could be right. I'm not going to go back and listen. So.
Do you think Old King Cole was a stoner?
Old King Cole?
Yeah.
I don't know who Old King Cole is. Nat King Cole? Nat Cole? Natalie Cole? It's Nat King Cole, isn't it? I don't know who Old King Cole is.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he.
I must not know that.
He called for his pipe, he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. I think he was basically smoking pot.
Is this a song, a poem, a story? Like, I don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
Old King Cole. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three. And every fiddler, he had a fine fiddle, and a very fine fiddle had he. Tweedledee, twiddledee went the fiddlers. Oh, there's none so rare as can compare with King Cole and his fiddlers three.
I think it's a stoner having like a four-way with some twinks. Because every fiddler had a fine fiddle.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a nursery rhyme.
Is it a song?
It's a nursery rhyme.
Oh.
I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, it's probably a song. Isn't there a song? Is Old King Cole was a merry.
I crown you King Barney.
Why did you just have that pulled up already?
Thank you.
Now you really look like you belong in a castle.
But we don't.
Then the very first thing I will do as king is to give you some castle clothes, like this.
Wow, look at these. Awesome. Barney, these are so good.
Oh, there, now you look like real princes and princesses.
And you look like Old King Cole.
And you know, you look like stupid dinosaur.
I feel like Old King Cole.
Here's the song, Adam.
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three.
Dance with the fiddlers, dance with the fiddlers, dance with the fiddlers three.
See, back in the 1800s, Adam, when I was a child, this was a very popular song.
Apparently.
And, all right, what are we doing on today's show? What are we going to talk about?
Well, I put two cards there, but
we haven't moved them over yet.
Well, I can do that.
Let's see. No, you know what? Here's my question. I put some questions on the Trello here because I know that you do not like to keep up with the things that are happening. So if I ask your opinion on Dave Chappelle, would you even know what I was talking about?
I know who Dave Chappelle is.
Mm-hmm.
He was on James Corden, but I didn't watch the interview. But I don't know why he was would have been in the news. If there's some story about him.
Okay. So I'm assuming that we probably shouldn't talk about that because that was one of those things that I used to hate on that. God, what was that show? What was that horrible show that Anthony and Selma used to do, This Week in Gay or whatever? was like a bunch of people talking about news headlines, and none of them knew the actual stories of the news headlines. They were all just like talking.
I've seen both Black Widow and Shin Lim.
All right. So the thing, I haven't, whatever. I have not seen Shin Lim because I refuse to go back to fucking theaters. I refuse to go to a theater. Anyway, let's see. So we can't talk about.
I heard that people didn't like the Apple stuff, but I didn't watch it.
But this Apple story, the story here, Apple sucks, has to do uniquely with just my Apple stuff, not their new announcements.
What else do you want to know? Am I up on?
The big tech week? Did you hear all the new Apple and the Pixel announcements this week? Or are you up on the big announcements of the week? Or do you not?
I know that the Pixel 6 came out, and I know that no one liked Apple's what they came out with. I do know both of those things. Do I know the specs of every single thing off the top of my head that was announced? No. But I do know that Google announced the Pixel 6 and they're already like waiting list or something.
All right. Well, then that kind of limits what we can talk about. Okay. So let me go here.
Well, what did you want me to know about the big tech stuff? I know about both of those things.
We definitely have some. Let's see. I'll go here. No, let's go there. We'll go there. We don't do anything after the news game, right?
Sometimes we do, but we don't have to. It's not a rule.
Okay. I think we're good. I think we're good there.
You do the whatever we call that.
Yeah,
segment.
Yeah. I mean, we'll figure out something to end with.
I mean, what did you want me to know about the big tech week in order to be able to discuss?
I would like for you to have an opinion on it. I don't know. I saw that neither one of us use Apple, so I'm not expecting you to know what happened with the Apple stuff.
Yeah, I don't know the specs. I heard that the Pixel 6 is really going to be, is really a good phone. I heard that, but I don't know the specs. I didn't listen to the.
To me, I'm more interested in the, what do they call it? The, not so much the Google 6 as much as it is the Pixel Pass. Yeah. The Pixel Pass that they announced. Which they didn't even launch. Apparently, according to this, they didn't even announce during the thing, but it was published shortly after. Pixel Pass basically is a way for you to get your phone and the preferred care and YouTube Premium and like 200 gigabytes of OneDrive, you know, of Google Drive storage, all rolled into a single monthly payment for 2 years. So it's $55 a month for the Pixel Pro and $45 a month. Expensive. What?
And what all was included with that? That sounds kind of expensive. That's like Adobe's.
All right. Let me tell you again what's included. It lets you bundle a phone and the
Like the phone data voice plan?
No, just the hardware. The phone.
Oh, just the hardware. Phone. The hardware.
So you get the Pixel 6 or the Pixel 6 Pro, either one. And you get the preferred care, which in my case, I pay an extra $150 for that on my Pixel. So that's the thing that when I cracked my screen, all I had to do was take it down there and pay like a $50 copay and they replaced the screen. In my case, they just shipped me a new Pixel. So I shipped them the old one back. 200 gigabytes of cloud storage. So 200 gigabytes a month added to your Google Drive. YouTube Premium, which is a $10 a month thing. And the Google Play Pass, which allows you to have some premium games on your Android phone.
How long do you have to keep that in order to? Because I would assume if you cancel it, for how long?
2 years. For 2 years, for $45 a month. And you're done. So it's like you get the phone, you own the phone after 2 years, and then you can cancel all the other stuff. But the point is that that's, I pay $9 a month, well, $10 a month for YouTube Premium. And right now, because I'm paying off my Pixel in a year, I'm paying $70 a month on my Pixel, right?
And all the surveillance you can desire.
But here's the thing. I'm not happy with the size of the Pixel 6. I feel like they're too big. So I think I will probably not get the Pixel 6. Also, it's the very first year that they're doing, you know what, fuck it. We'll just talk about it and then we'll put it after the thing. We'll talk about it on the thing.
On the thing? Okay, let's do it on the thing.
Let's do it on the thing. Yeah.
On the thing. Are you ready to start the thing?
I can be. Are you ready to start the thing?
Yeah.
Are you
Are
you recording?
Except I have to put my SD card in. Normally it's already in, but since I did gay right before, Hold on.
Someone forgot to remind you about your SD card.
I'm on the correct soundboard, and I'm now recording.
I would say, oh, you're now recording? Well, I wasn't recording. Normally, our executive producer reminds you about your crappy SD card.
Now I have a really big SD card now. It never gets full. Oh,
yeah, we all know you have a very big SD card. It's,
when I had the problem, I had a much smaller SD card. I have a 256 gigabyte SD card.
We've all seen your SD card, Adam. Yes, and yes, it's very big.
It never runs out. Although I need to, I do need to format it. I've only got 3 hours left.
That comes with age.
But it was, I do have to take it out and put it in the micro SD slot on my computer when I want to edit, because it takes so long to transfer from the mixer to the computer if you use the USB connection.
Yeah. Oh God. You know, I use a USB 3.
You might as well go out and get lunch.
Yeah. I use a USB 3 reader.
Anyway.
It's a USB reader, but yeah, no, you don't use the, okay. I think that, I've got that. All we need to do is this.